Good morning. I'm Commissioner Kenny Kyler, District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester, and I love Carroll County. I'm in my second year serving as president of the board. We are starting our third year total. I enjoy working with my fellow commissioners. We do not always agree, but I think our diversified perspectives help us make the best decisions possible for Carroll County. We need your input. Please contact me by cell phone 443-986-1458 or by email kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Again, I love Carroll County and all that it has to offer. We provide so many services to county residents. I spoke a little bit briefly about citizen service at the State of the County, and today I'm joined by Celine Stickle, the Director of the Department of Citizen Services, and she'll fill in the gaps and maybe correct me when needed. Our Department of Citizen Service provides many great services that I would like to highlight. Citizen Service has three distinct lines of service: housing and homeless services within the Bureau of Housing and Community Development, children, youth, and family services with oversight by our local management board, and aging, disability, caregiver, and veteran services offered through the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities.
Good morning, and thank you, Commissioner Kyler, for inviting me to be part of your podcast this morning. It's great to be with you this morning to talk a little bit about the services that we provide in citizen services. And as following your lead, I would like to start by making sure everyone has our telephone numbers to access our great services within the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities. Their main line there is 410-386-3800. And the Bureau of Housing and Community Development, their main line is 410-386-3600. Again, 410-386-3600. And as you said, we do have a lot of great services that we provide to anyone in the community, from aging to housing to veteran services and caregiving services. And as a matter of fact, coming up on February 1st, we have an opportunity for folks to attend a caregiver program that we've collaborated with the community college on, and that caregiver group is called Hands-On Skills for Caregivers. This program is to increase your capacity for excellent care, and it's part of a series that we have going on right now. It's where you would get hands-on expertise to ensure the well-being and safety of your care recipients. The topics will include personal care assistance, medication management, mobility, and recognizing emergencies. And again, that's Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. till noon at Carroll Community College. You can enroll by contacting the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities at 410-386-3800. There's also following sessions of those series. One is preparing for the big decisions on April 26th. And then following that, July 12th, we have caring for yourself while caring for others. So stay tuned for additional caregiving support groups. And at this point, right, I'll let Commissioner Kyler tell us a little bit more about our services.
Citizen Services serves as a convener of community partners and relies heavily on agency collaboration to ensure Carroll County constituents have access to needed service. One of these vehicles by which this is done is the continuing of care homelessness. The COC, as representative from government agencies, for-profit and nonprofit service providers, law enforcement, educational partners, the faith-based community, the advocacy community, concerned citizens, and more. They have worked to secure funding to relocate the current family shelter. The new family shelter is slated to open in the spring of 2026 and will include space for up to 10 families experiencing homelessness.
Yes, and Continuum Care Homelessness Board is such an essential piece of our community support because it really pulls in essential, concerned folks from every part of the county to help establish and guide what services that we need. And that includes hearing the voice from people that have experienced homelessness in our community, understanding what our services are that work well and what services we provide that need improvements and where we just don't have a service that is much needed. So that interface with this group is essential, and anyone can join our Circle of Caring. The meetings are held every other month at Exploration Commons, and they are open to the public, and you can find those notices on our Citizen Services website. One of the other things that we just recently finished was this past Friday, we did our point in time homelessness count. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires that we conduct a count of all the people experiencing homelessness in our community on a single night, a point in time. It's conducted in every community nationwide in the last 10 days of January, at least every other year. This provides a snapshot of homelessness on this one night in our community. We are counting folks that are unsheltered, meaning that the individuals or families whose primary nighttime residence is a public place not meant for human habitation, and then also sheltered, individuals or families residing in a place dedicated to serving people who would otherwise be unsheltered. So this point in time count obviously is just one day, but it gives us an idea of who we have in our community that maybe we weren't aware of. And we use this time to talk with individuals who are experiencing homelessness to make sure we understand the why of how they became homeless and where they were before and how long they have been homeless or how many different times they have experienced homelessness in their lives. And then we try to connect them with the resources that we have here to make sure that they can lift up out of homelessness and into stability.
The Bureau of Housing and Community Development serves as Carroll County's public housing authority and receives federal funding for the Housing Choice Voucher Program from HUD to develop and operate housing programs for low-income families. Over 93% of the voucher holders are older adults and people with disabilities. The Bureau also includes 3 housing stability coordinators who provide case management services to help keep people at risk of homelessness in housing. This service includes attending court alongside Maryland Legal Aid every Monday during eviction court to advocate for tenants facing eviction due to hardships. The Carroll County Local Management Board builds and facilitates partners throughout the county to create an effective system of services. The LMB is launching a new program that will focus on communities with higher rates of child poverty and spearhead initiatives to improve upward economic mobility for families in these areas.
I did want to touch back on our Housing Choice Voucher Program a little bit and talk about the fact that we do have a total of 796 tenant-based vouchers that help support the cost of people's housing. It provides a subsidy based on a formula to make sure that the housing is still affordable for individuals to help them maintain their housing while they continue to look for other resources and supports and develop employment so that they can continue to thrive independently. So this program provides a great support to many of the folks in our community. And as we noted, over 93% of our voucher holders in Carroll County are older adults or people with disabilities, so folks that really are in need of support to remain housed. We also have 37 of our vouchers through this initiative called the Move On Strategy that HUD has introduced that are able to be used for various agencies throughout our continuum of care homelessness organizations to lift people that are homeless right into a voucher setting so that we can get them into a more stabilized location and so that they can continue to work on their stability. We also want to focus on some additional things that our housing stability coordinators can help with. The housing stability coordinators can offer many different opportunities for individuals to help them support them. They look at what their need is on an individual basis. Some people, although they may be housed, may not have the skills needed at that time to be housed successfully. Just because someone receives housing or a voucher does not mean that they have had housing in the past independently and know how to do simple household things that you and I may take for granted. Like, they may have access to a food pantry where they can get food, but they don't know how to prepare the food that they've received. So our housing stability coordinators can help them understand that, can help them access pots and pans and silverware, can also help them with access to furniture and other things to furnish their apartments so that they have what they need to be more successful. And identifying what those individual things are for each person is one of the best things that our folks do, because every single person has something different that they may need to help them be successful.
One of the things I'm very excited about, although there's so many excellent services this department provides, is the Veterans Services Program. The Bureau of Aging houses that program, serving 800 veterans. The program has been in existence for over 11 years and to date has recouped over $80 million in pension and compensation claims for veterans. Our veterans programs are recognized throughout the state. Carroll is used as an example by many of the state reps to other counties on things that they can try to do. Carroll County has been designated by the federal VA and Maryland Department of Veterans and Maryland Families as the location for a veterans home, which will be in the South Carroll area. This is such an honor to have this located there, and we're worried a little bit about the current budget and tight money. We want to make sure this keeps being funded to the fullest extent, but we're very excited that the second veterans home in the state of Maryland will be in Carroll County.
Right, and along with our Veteran Services Program at the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, we also are the home of the Maryland Access Point Program, which serves as a one-stop shop for caregivers, professionals, and all individuals with long-term care needs. These services include information on health, transportation, income, financial aid, our five senior and community centers, which are located in Mount Airy, North Carroll, South Carroll, Tawnytown, and Westminster, and they also provide nutritional meals on a daily basis. Maryland Access Point can also help connect you to pharmacy assistance, housing, and more. Our MAP office also offers options counseling, and this will help people plan and make informed decisions regarding their long-term care or their loved ones' long-term care needs. In the current fiscal year, the Bureau of Aging and Disabilities will also add a dementia navigation service to its MAP service delivery system to assist individuals experiencing dementia symptoms and also their caregivers. The Bureau of Aging continues to work on a new initiative to help Carroll County become an age-friendly community, which is an AARP initiative that we embarked on several years ago, which encourages communities to consider options that are supportive of older adults and people of all ages. In late February, the Bureau of Aging intends to release a large-scale community needs assessment, which will drive this initiative forward.
Thank you for listening, and please stay in touch. Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkeiler@carrollcountymd.gov. I want to thank Celine and all the staff of Citizen Services for all the hard work they do and all the things they provide for Carroll County. And of note, they get a lot of grants. They hunt and find a lot of grants. This isn't all Carroll County taxpayer money that makes this happen. They leverage our taxpayer money very well.
Thank you for that, Commissioner, and thank you for having me. One last mention is that we also are going to be hosting a Grandparents as Caregivers Conference at our Westminster Senior Center. So save the date, it's going to be March 29th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's for any grandparents that are serving as parents to their grandchildren or other people that are serving as parents to younger children to learn about different techniques, learn about social media, learn about ways to engage your grandchildren, also to refresh and take care of yourself as you're caregiving. So again, if you want to register for that, that would be at the Bureau of Aging, 410-386-3800. And thank you, Commissioner Keiler, for having me today. It's been great highlighting our programs and services, and also we appreciate your support always with all the work that we do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure people get tired of listening to me. You added a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.